So I got to tell you, it's an hard-hitting week for me because I just can't bother, you know? I just cannot bother. I feel like giving up. I feel like doing all things to myself, and I decide, say, you know what? I explain my problem to some person, and they decide to motivate me. And you know, it's always a learning lesson, and they decide to motivate me. And I thank God they did, although some one person particular decided to be tough skin on me, although it was kind of insensitive, but I understand where she's coming from. I would be like that as well to encourage person, but not that insensitive, but I understand. And one person, another person encouraged me along the way, and I was like, thank you so much for this, because I don't know what to do. If I live alone and I have bills to pay and this and that, how would I survive? And you know, you have to thank God for the support that I have. I have to thank God for the support that I have, right? We're going to have dramatic issues, people. We're going to have dramatic issues. Jamaica have 4 weeks. Jamaica, IMF granted Jamaica 220 million. Has granted the IMF. The IMF have granted Jamaica 220 million. I think I'm going to check and see if it's that actually figure. I don't know what to do. I'm worried for people going to jail. Found guilty, but their sentences has not been here. Jamaica are talented. Boy, I don't know if it's I don't know what to say. It's a lot of things. Jamaica has granted about some millions of dollars. I'm trying to look for it. And Prime Minister of Jamaica is doing well. He is so Jamaica has granted, so the IMF approved yesterday, so which would be on Friday. So emergency fund financing request for 220 million to help Jamaica COVID-19 response and recovery effort. So that was 4 weeks, which is good. Let's talk about some more things. We're going to talk about failure is invincible, and what matters is how to deal with it. That is what I need to do. So Jamaica overseas has come to Jamaica. So dramatic issues, right? So Jamaica has come overseas on the re-entry program that the government of Jamaica is led by the Honorable Prime Minister of Jamaica, Andrew Jones, and they did not prepare for the visitors to come into a clean environment. It was degrading, disgusting environment. Complaining that a man who was uh, he was uh, he was trying to say he don't eat fish, he don't eat meat, because he's allergic to fish and he don't eat meat and he's a vegetarian. But this disgusting woman replied to him and say that fish don't eat fish. And I'm like, are you seriously saying that? And the discrimination about that, and then it was very disgusting. I think I have it on my Twitter page. An earthquake happened. I felt it. Earthquake happened in Kingston and St. Andrew. A 3-point something earthquake happened. So about 100 and had Jamaica return home. Some were diplomats, Wisconsin diplomat vehicles, British commissioner, the Minister of State said it, Minister Foreign Affairs Camilla Johnson Smith, Dr. Christopher Tufton has apologized, and the Prime Minister apologized for the persons who in St. Anne's were being discussed in the hotel industry, that day, that the bathroom was not clean, no hands on soap, nothing. This and that, they have to wait for some longer hours. The visit, Christopher Tufton and the state of the secretary or whatever your name, in the security portfolio visited, not the Minister of Security, but some official from the government in the Ministry of Security visited the facility to say that they are sorry for the experience and they will improve on it. It is unacceptable. The Prime Minister said it is unacceptable, and yeah, it is very unacceptable. So Manchester news, guilty and sentences will be in June or July. So right, so these persons were found guilty, two were found not guilty, and two were found not guilty, and about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 persons were found guilty. This is the Manchester Municipality Corporation fraud trial that was happening both in 2013, I think 2013-14. People in the municipal corporation for fraud transaction for 400 million was used. One man was used for his own personal things and taking, we named it, taking advantage of it. Well, now jail will take advantage of his ass. So this is from the Gleaner reporter Leon Jackson Miller from TVJ News. So guilty Sean Elliott, former deputy superintendent Road and Works. Guilty David Harris, former secretary manager. Guilty Robert, former temporary work overseer. Guilty Chishagi Cumberland, elite wife of Sandra Elliott. Guilty Dwayne Suburb, carpenter. Not guilty Scotiabank teller McLean. Not guilty Elliott, mother of John are Sandra Elite. Cause those supers who are not guilty was unaware of the fraud or people using the money. People are using the taxpayers' money for their own personal use. So they were found not guilty, and the other five were found guilty. So Jamaica has recorded 5 new recovery cases, which speeds up it to 118 recovery cases, 41 imported, 193 cases that were contact confirmed. The 96 of were contact were employees of the St. Catherine cluster. 24 are local transmitted cases, no, not a pandemic. 27 are in investigation. So we have no 305 cases, 200, yeah. So we have 509 cases. COVID-19. Americans are really talented. JUTC have experienced this week. It was a rainy day in the JUTC bus. Thank God there were no mosquitoes in the bus. And the Ministry of Transport and Mining need to do something about it. The bus was leaking, no mosquitoes. Is either the side door not work, or mosquito in the bus, or the bus a leak. I'm tired. Fair experience. When I go on JUTC, the buses keep on leaking. So I have to make something about it. They need to start it out. Jamaica has also implemented a new COVID-19 curfew. So as of Wednesday, May the 13th to Sunday the 24th, which is next week Sunday. Not this week Sunday, but next week Sunday. 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. daily. Sunday, May the 24th to Monday, May the 25th, from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday, May the 25th, from 3 p.m. to Tuesday, the 26th, 3 p.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning. 5 a.m. in the morning. That is on Tuesday. So Monday, May the 25th from 3 p.m. to Tuesday, May the 26th to 5 p.m. Tuesday, May the 26th, Sunday, May the 31st. So Tuesday, May the 26th to Sunday, May the 31st. 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. daily. These are the curfew hours. Physical distance must be maintained. Church, everyone must wear a mask in church. And sanitation must be provided. Choir, no choir. Air condition unit must be turned off. And the health minister has reported that 2 men and 1 woman who have arrived in Jamaica on flight from the United States last week tested positive of COVID-19, which pushed the total to 505. No, we are at 509. 6 cases of the returning resident have no tested positive. Yeah. So those are the dramatic issues. Yeah, bars will be reopened today, I think. So yes, and those are the dramatic issues. Now let's talk about failure, which is what I've experienced this week. Well, the end of this week. Failure is invisibility. Invincibility. So failure is inevitable. What matters is how you deal with it. So I've experienced, as I tell you, and so I am going to write my story in this article. So I'm going to tell my story, what happened to him this week, the unexpected, and I did not expect it, although it was prepared. It was, I should have picked it up because it was right under my nose, but did not pick it up until I get it, which is sad. So imagine you are walking across a rope. So I'm imagining myself walking across a rope, right? And the bridge that I am walking across 100 times. I do it 100 times. I'm doing it over and over and over and over again. And as I cross, I suddenly feel the breath on the snap on my feet. And watch it pelt into rushing down below. So I look down below and I see the river rushing down the stream, right? So imagine, now I freeze, and when my foot suspect to move again, I see my feet is in the air, suspected to give ear, or suspect I'm going to fall. So in that moment, what I did is an incredible important thing. So if I panic, so in the moment I'm panicking what I'm going to do next. So I might end up into the river soon, or I might just freeze in the place and unable to move. So I'm on the rope, I'm 6 feet far from the river, or more, 9 feet up in the air, unable to move because I'm panicking and saying what I'm going to do. More than likely, either the way I are in trouble. So how do I get moving again? So I have to tell myself that the story about all I think I was successful crossing the bridge in the past 100 times over and over again, and reminding myself that I got it. I got it. And if I work a long arch project, which I have done, I have worked a long project in my life, and which I have done, and you've probably, and when I probably know that the frustration, the pain of the project failed to live up to the expectation, and I was failed to live up to the expectation in what happened at my work. I failed to live up to the expectation, but after expecting so much after spending so much time and energy and focusing and getting to do this project that I was doing at my work, sometimes I care about it. I eventually catching on, slowly progressing, right? And it feel, it can be very, 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 very tedious. Very disastrous, draining when it does not work. So when it does not work, I feel in that way. And what do I do next is very important. So the story I am telling myself in the moment, it can may define the next few years of my life, whether I'm going to work on my peace and how I do things and get on to things and work, or unfortunately if I am not intentionally about my story, then you know, one will choose for you. And that happened. They're saying, Ian, you need to pick up your space, your pace of work. But I was unable to pick up my pace of work due to grasping the concept. So they decided to choose for me, and I did not want that. And now it felt that I was in a depressing mood. And I speak to some of my friends on WhatsApp, and they encourage me, although one give me tough love. And I was like, okay, yes, I will speak to myself like that too. And in the loud and in louder than the words, they were echoing the encouragement. That one person will encourage me and say, I will pass through this. And how about the field navigating kind of draw off course to prevent me from standing firm in the face of uncertainty? Although I did not stand in the face of uncertainty, I navigated to tell my story by telling person what did I go through that day. It did not define my life, but also my work. So psychologist Martin Slangman. So right, I draw off the course and prevent from standing my firm. So facing the fire. I tell to define, it won't define my life, but I will surely pick up the pace. So psychologist Martin Slingman explained that there are three ways in which our internal belief navigate become dangerous, and I can meet them. So we can meet them personally, progressive, or permanent. So personally, I fail, so I must be a failure. So I look to myself today in this week, and I say, I fail, so I must be a failure. I am not a failure. I was just watching a live and Crystal Thompson still say, she do fail in life, but in another day, she did not call herself. So I must be a failure. So I do, although I fail, I am not a failure. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm progressive, a progressive. I feel in this instant. So I probably feel in every instant. Sometimes I look at myself and say, I feel this course, I feel at this work, I feel at this, so I must feel at everything. No, it does not work like that. So and then the permanent will say, I feel once, so I probably feel always. And no, I don't probably have to feel every time. But the work I put in will turn out to that effect. And then I decide to of course, each of these three narrative is a lie. So it is a lie. Personal, progressive, and permanent. It's a lie. But in the moment, it feels so true. In the moment, it feels so true, you know? Because I'm a failure, so I must feel progressive. I feel in the instant, in this instant, so I probably feel in the other, in every instant, right? I'm permanent, I feel one, so I probably feel it always. No, it cannot be like that. But the native feels the vacuum previously, feel about our unmet expectation. Because I was meeting their expectation. Their expectation, they want it at this time, they want it at that time, they want it at this time. And I could not meet their expectation. Although sometimes I done the report and I was catching on. And only if they may make me give me another chance. They say, today's, this is how we're going to separate. And I was like, okay. Because it don't make no sense you try to convince them otherwise. They already made their decision. Which is, that's what they do. So it is collateral damage. And are very excited when we talk through the refining fires in the depth of our value. Of our creative process, that is me. So I walk through these moments of failure in my work, and I find how difficult it is to believe that I have got it. I have to remind myself that I walk this bridge 100 times in the past. So I have to remind myself when the person on WhatsApp are encouraging me, I walk this bridge 100 times. Thank you. And I said, I can do it again. I can pass my failures. And more than anything, I try to ensure that the 3 P's does not define me. And how do I see my circumstance? And as I wrote it louder and louder. As I said, more than anything, I have not tried to ensure that the 3 P's do not define how I see my circumstance. And I do it louder and louder. The other one is to push this is so powerful. Pushing to the edge of your ability. So pushing to the edge of my ability is equivalent to stretch to the point of to defeat, which means that failure will be a frequent compassion on the road of eventual success. If I want to succeed, or you want to succeed rather, it allows you to run, and you must willing to fail in the short run. And if you are not failing, you're probably not pushing yourself, which I was not pushing myself. But if I was pushing myself, I would not regret it. And that is it. And in the moment, you can ask yourself these critical questions. Very critical. Very critical.